This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Two teenagers were found dead on the Greek island of Samos after a quake rattled Greece and Turkey, an emergency official said Friday. They are among the at least four who died in a major 7.0 magnitude earthquake that struck off the coast of western Turkey Friday, the U.S. Geological Survey said. The quake was felt from Istanbul to Athens, Greece, and hit close to the Turkish resort city of Izmir, which has around 3 million residents. The USGS said the quake registered about 9 miles away from Greece's Aegean Sea island of Samos. It was felt on the island of Crete and in the capital of Athens as well. Friday, French police overpowered a man after he threatened police officers with two knives in a southwestern district of Paris, police sources said. The source told Reuters that no one had been injured. Italy's interior minister confirmed Friday the Tunisian man who police say killed three people in an attack on worshippers at the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice had passed through Italy on his way to France. Meanwhile, a 47-year-old man is in custody in relationship to that investigation. Anti-France protests continue in Dhaka, Bangladesh, as anger rises among thousands of Muslims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Activists march in the Bangladeshi capital after the French president's vow to continue the right to portray Mohammed continues to roil the Muslim world. The protesters burned an effigy of Emmanuel Macron during the march. The protests come amid rising tensions between France and Muslim-majority nations, which flared up earlier this month when a young Muslim beheaded a French schoolteacher who'd shown caricatures of the Prophet Mohammed in class. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Two lesbian couples have tied the knot in a mass wedding held by Taiwan's military in a historic celebration with their peers. Taiwan is the only place in Asia to have legalized same-sex marriage, with more than 4,000 such couples marrying since the legislation passed last year. Friday's wedding was the first time same-sex couples have been wed and celebrated at a military ceremony. Millions more people in northern England face stricter coronavirus rules next week, the government said Friday, as it perseveres with a localized response to surging case rates. Starting Monday, nearly 2.4 million residents in five districts of West Yorkshire, including the city of Leeds, will be barred from socializing with other households indoors. The move means more than 11 million people, or about a fifth of England's population, will be under the tightened restrictions starting next week. Most of the areas in the, quote, very high, end quote, category of the government's three-tier COVID alert system are in northern and central parts of the country. Nottingham became the latest city to enter the highest tier Friday. Friday, the Czech Parliament's lower house approved extending a state of emergency to November 20th as the country has been struggling with a surge of coronavirus cases. The state of emergency does not automatically bring any new measures, but creates the legal framework for the government to slap restrictions on people's movement or operation of business. As the Day of the Dead approaches in Bolivia, bakers are helping those remembering loved ones lost this year to the COVID-19 pandemic by creating loaves in the likeness of the departed. The bakers knead the dough and shape it into breads in the form of people, adding plaster faces. Bolivians believe they ease the journey of the visiting dead. All Saints Day is marked November 1st in many parts of Latin America, a time when families remember their deceased. But hit hard by the coronavirus, this year will be particularly poignant for many, and restrictions on social gatherings mean it will be hard for the usual festivities to take place. Fans flooded into a baseball stadium in Japan that will host Olympic events next year as officials tested virus prevention measures Friday with their eyes on the delayed games. The experiments will see three daily matches played at the 32,000-seat Yokohama Stadium with 80 to 100% of seats filled, an exception to government guidelines that sports venues should operate at half capacity. Engineers have installed dozens of high-resolution cameras and sensors across the stadium to monitor mask wearing and the movements of excited fans. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.